Tim Lammers is joining me for our movie reviews today, which are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. I am so excited, Tim, because you told me two of my favorites. I don't know why. These guys are like the best character actors ever. I think I've had dreams about both. Nicolas Cage and Johnny Depp today. How are you?
With one of them this week and possibly a nightmare. New on video on demand, The City of Lies, the true story of L.A. detective Russell Poole, played by Johnny Depp, and his never-ending pursuit of solving the long unsolved murder case from 1997 of legendary rapper the Notorious B.I.G. The rapper's murder is believed to be a result of the East Coast-West Coast hip-hop rivalry between B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur and their record labels Bad Boy Records and Death Row Records, and in the midst of it all, both rappers were killed in drive-by shootings. City of Lies mainly concentrates on the murder of B.I.G. as the story hops back and forth from the events surrounding his murder in 1997 and 18 years later, when a print journalist, Jax Jackson, played by Forrest Whitaker, contacts Russell Poole in hopes of finally uncovering the truth, only to run into roadblock after roadblock with their theories of a cover-up. It's a fascinating story with a great cast and acting across the board, which makes the story all the more real. City of Lies is new on video on demand. Also new on video on demand is the horror thriller Willy's Wonderland, starring Nicolas Cage as an unnamed drifter who, while driving in the rural south by a small town named Hayesville, runs over stop sticks and has all of his tires deflated. Since he doesn't have any cash to pay for the repairs, he's given the option of working off his bill by cleaning an abandoned child's play place and amusement park called Willy's Wonderland. What Cage doesn't realize is that he's part of a regular ritual involving human sacrifice, and Willy's Wonderland contains possessed animatronic creatures that have come to life and want to kill him. Willy's Wonderland is a low-budget, Z-grade movie from the very beginning, with the only hope for it is the usual, usually reliable Nicolas Cage. Here, Cage feels like he's doing the movie for a paycheck, and the movie is a painful waste of time and money from start to finish. Avoid Willy's Wonderland, but if you want to see it and take a chance, it's also new on video on demand.
It sounds hilarious, and I'm sorry. I hate to see such a bomb for, you know, for Nicolas. I just hate that because, you know, he's had some really fun movies that he's been in, you know. And then, you know, other times you're like, what is he doing? He is kind of a strange character for sure.
He is a strange character. And usually, I think he's very effective. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Not just a good actor, but a great actor. And certainly, there are just times where something comes up like this where it's just too easy for him to pass up. And the reason I say it's easy is the very weird thing about this movie, Kelly, is he does not utter one line of dialogue throughout the whole film.
You're kidding.
They basically said to him, hey, you know, we need your star power. Come in here. You don't have to memorize any lines. You just have to drink a lot of beverages and play pinball and dance weird and take out these animatronic creatures. But instead of getting splashed with blood, you're going to be getting splashed with this oil-like substance because they're electronic. So it's just bizarre and screams B-movie, Z-grade movie. I won't even call it B-movies actually can be good. This is Z-grade. This is the lowest of the low. It is just a terrible film, one of the worst I've seen in years. Might even be the worst movie ever.
Ever. Do you think that like he's like a friend of this guy from way back? Like, do you say, come on, Nicolas, help me out on this one. I think it could be really great, or it at least could be like, you know, one of those tomato movies. Like we always say, you know, it could be a drinking movie every time Nicolas Cage cringes or, you know.
Yes, exactly. Well, that will probably work for this one. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, nobody ever sets out to do a bad movie, but you're right. I mean, it's the sort of film where you look at him and say, Nicolas Cage, how far have you fallen?
Yeah.
Because you know, people don't realize, like with the Razzies, for example, they're not going after bad necessarily. I mean, yes, it's bad, but they're also going after them for, you know, the actors, whoever, for the reason of you should know better.
Yeah.
You know, you're more talented than this. Why are you doing this? And that is kind of that. Not kind of. That is the case here. I mean, honest to God, Kelly, it just feels, just from the very beginning, first of all, the quality is so bad. The acting from the other people involved is so bad.
Yeah.
We're talking about a buddies with their video camera in the backyard for the first time sort of deal. And even those people get better.
Oh.
This is just, it's awful. And not only that, I mean, Nicolas Cage, he might do the occasional, you know, grunting, groaning or whatever, but what is the deal with no dialogue here? You're sitting there waiting for something. He's going to say something. Even one word never happens.
Oh,
it's like, okay.
God.
This just tells me that they made it as easy as possible for this guy to come in and make some money and hopefully earn them some money on video on demand. Actually, I think it's on DVD as well. If you really want to waste a couple bucks. I'm I don't like wasting money. I don't like wasting time, and I wasted both here.
Oh, my gosh.
On Willy's Wonderland.
Were you thinking, how Nicolas Cage, this is going to be this, I've not heard of this. Let's check under the radar. I mean, I hadn't even heard of this one.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. I mean, you know, you see a movie like him with his name attached. It's like, okay, it sounds weird. I only seen, you know, production stills prior to it. I try not to see trailers.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have been a good idea in this case. But generally, I like to go on into movies fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So I generally avoid everything that I can. So, again, you have – people got to remember, this is an Oscar-winning actor here.
Yeah.
This guy, his original name is Nicholas Coppola. Okay, of the Coppola family,
wow.
Francis Ford Coppola, Sophia Coppola. He is the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola. So, you know, there's no doubt that he's got talent in the genes.
Yeah.
But it gets to a point, too, where this guy's career has fallen so far that you just end up with stuff like this.
No fun. Darn. Rah, rah, rah.
Exactly. But you, at least you got Johnny Depp.
Right.
And this guy... definitely delivers with this new film,
City
of Lies. You know, the weird thing about this one is, Kelly, is the fact that it was released in 2018.
Oh.
Or was supposed to be released, and it was completed in 2018. But with studio bankruptcies and acquisitions, and this was a Miramax film, which, of course, was a Harvey Weinstein company at one point, you know, you get a situation where it sits on a shelf, and generally that's bad news. But you also have to remember Johnny Depp has had a heck of a career, off the screen of late, you know, with his personal issues. So I think all of that contributed to the fact that this one was pushed off, plus the pandemic, to now.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's a bad movie. Usually that signals a bad movie. That's not the case here. This is really fascinating, a true-life case of the notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur. Neither one of their cases have been solved, so this is an examination of those theories, especially by the guy who originally worked the case back in 1997 and then became disgraced for, you know, poking in areas where he should have been poking in and retiring early. And again, the case is reopened, not officially, but in the minds of him and this print journalist played by Forrest Whitaker, who is also a terrific actor.
Sure. Okay, well, this definitely sounds like the pick. I'm just so sad about the Nicolas Cage. It might be something that you just watch, and you watch it because you're going, what? But those kind of movies, I usually get so mad that I spent time, so I'm going to have to do something else if I dare watch that.
Well, people ask me, well, why, if it's so bad, why are you even reviewing it? Why are you telling? Well, this is so, Kelly Cords doesn't waste her time and money. I'm looking out for you, Kelly.
I know you are.
Because I know that you like Nick. So
I
I'm
do
looking
like
out
Nick.
For you.
Yeah, I've had great dreams about Nicholas. But if I see this,
well,
I don't think it'll happen.
This one's going to be, this movie's a nightmare. Believe me, it's a nightmare, not a dream.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, okay, Nicholas. You can go try again, and I will wait for Tim to tell me about your next movie. I think I'm just going to put this one off to the side. Johnny, here I come. I'm going to go see Johnny.
There you go. City of Lies, new on video on demand. Exactly.
Right.
And cheaper. You know, it's $6.99 rental, so it's a little more than your average one, but you can rent it on video on demand anywhere.
That sounds like a good idea. I think maybe I'll do that tonight. I'm looking for something to do, so that sounds like a good thing. All right, Tim Lammers, where can we learn more about you?
DirectConversations.com is my website, and on Twitter at Tim Lammers Films.
All right, Tim Lammers, our movie review specialist. He tells it like it is. He's not going to just give it a great review because he's here. He wants you to make sure that you see the movies that you want to. And hey, heads up, you may not want to see a few. He does it in a very polite way. The movie City of Lies, starring Johnny Depp and Forest Whitaker, and Willy's Wonderland, starring Nicolas Cage. I think it's probably a very bad dream for Nicolas. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.